If you tuned into the last edition of the Lake Superior Project, you heard the story of Rick Schubert. He has a cabin in Hovland, Minnesota, and volunteers his time helping to monitor and restore the health of the Flute Reed River through an organization called the Flute Reed River Partnership. When we originally went up to speak with him about the partnership, we were told that there would be a group of volunteers working on the river that weekend, planting trees in the river's watershed to help prevent heavy sediment runoff into the river. What we didn't know is that most of the volunteers were young people, ranging from their early teens to early 20s. They're part of a new nonprofit called Northern Bedrock Conservation Corps. We spoke with two adults that help run Northern Bedrock about engaging young people in conservation work and spent the afternoon walking through the woods with some of the young volunteers as they planted trees.
My name's Doug Bowen Bailey. We came up this weekend to work with the Flute Reed Partnership for kind of helping to plant some trees to essentially rehabilitate the watershed with the Flute Reed River.
I'm Brooke Tapp. I work with Northern Bedrock Conservation Corps, where I am a volunteer staff in the operations director position. I think the environment has an effect on how people see the world, how they interact with other people, the respect that they have, how they're engaged, and I also feel that people that are able to be outside, their perspective on life is different. And definitely working in conservation corps where you work with a younger population, you can see them change perspective as they go through a program. They spend a summer, you know, working with peers, and it's an amazing tool to kind of just facilitate development and growth.
We sat around the campfire last night and we're talking and kind of saying, you know, what do you think? And one of the people who came with us, she said, you know, this is one of the best days I've spent in a long time. And so I think it really is that sense that that whatever age, people like to contribute and feel like they're, you know, a valuable part of the community. And this is a really good way for young people to be able to do that.
We spoke with Alice and Matt, two young adults who were leading two groups of younger teens out into the woods, about what inspired them to do this type of work.
So how many trees are you guys going to plant?
10 on this side of the road and then 20 on the other side of the road.
Okay.
And then I think total with the other group people you were with, you're supposed to do 400 or 370.
370 was, yeah.
But these ones we all have to cage, and I think they're a little bit trickier to plant.
My name is Alice Yankee.
I think I really like the combination of community service and helping out the environment. It's a great way to put the two together.
Here's Matt.
So we were doing trail maintenance in like the boundary waters, and I've always like used those trails, so it's a great way to give back a little bit, and
yeah, we could take a break and
I don't know, gives you a real intimate connection with it, like I fixed that trail or something, you know, and otherwise you don't think twice about it.
Northern Bedrock also makes sure that when they're working with young people on conservation work, whether it's planting trees or something else, that they educate them about why the work is important too.
Well, any project that we do with the youth, we like to give them the sense of purpose why we're doing it, so they can understand the bigger goal. Because if it does just seem like work, it's like they don't buy it as much. They're just like, you know, why are we doing this? And there's always that question why. And so to answer for them that question why, to feed that curiosity, you know, give them that understanding, that information, and then they're more passionate about doing it, and they can, and they enjoy it more. And then it builds into their fun. You know, like we want them to enjoy themselves so that these things aren't, you know, burdensome. They're actually enjoyable and they feel just connected to what they are doing and how they can do a greater good. You know, being of service to their community and their fellow peers. And that's a great thing that we need, is more connectedness.
When we asked two young volunteers, Sage and Sana, what they were up to, they had a pretty solid understanding of the work.
So what are you guys doing?
We're shaping this.
Shaping this into a fence to go over the tree.
So that the deer don't eat it.
We're putting more diversity into the species around here, which is why we're planting the cedars, white spruce, and white pine.
According to Brooke, engaging young people in working on environmental issues sometimes involves engaging them in other activities first.
Something that may attract them to a certain aspect, like some of the youth may want to go camping, you know, Memorial Day weekend. Oh, sure, the camping part. And, like, the work part maybe they weren't excited about, but once they were out there with their peers having fun, learning something, and then they start opening up more of, like, wow, I'm actually planting a tree, and trees grow up, and they last a long time. This is a huge thing that I'm being a part of. So I think it's giving them the opportunity.
And when we asked around, everyone had their own reasons for being there. Here's Sylvie, another young volunteer.
So it's Sylvie, right?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started with this.
My dad and mom met at MCC, so Minnesota Conservation Corps. And my dad ended up on helping out start the new Northern Bedrock Conservation Corps. So, yeah, they asked me to come up this weekend. Oh. I like doing this kind of thing. We're planting 300 trees right now, and I like hearing that number. I'm thinking, we're going to plant 300 trees. Sounds like a lot. And it is.
Here's Sage again.
Similar thing, a couple weeks ago, my dad was like, so Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to go out camping, we're going to plant trees, and you should come with me. And I was like, all right, might as well. Also, yeah, I just really like being outside.
Looking ahead, the tree planting along the Flute Reed River was just the beginning of the conservation work that Northern Bedrock wants to do with young people. Not only to help with important restoration projects in northeastern Minnesota and the Lake Superior watershed, but also to help make positive changes in the lives of the youth they work with.
You know, the future would be to have many opportunities for all of the youth of northeast Minnesota. And, you know, there's 150 conservation corps across the nation. And so it's not a new model, but we're looking for a way to be able to engage more of our northeast Minnesota youth in these opportunities. So bringing that model closer to home. I like seeing how people change, like from day one to day 30 to day 60, you know. And you can see a real difference.
When I go home and tell people about it, I've done things like this with my Girl Scout troop. You did what all weekend? Yeah, I got up at 5:30 and drove out to Grand Marais and planted trees in the forest all day.
Why?
What's the answer?
Because I really enjoy it and it's good for the earth.
Right.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Music and sound in this feature were produced by Peter Elvin. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.